Welcome. We're glad you've chosen to listen to this message from what God is doing at Kingdom Faith Southwest. We pray you will receive the faith you need through hearing God's word.
If you turn in your Bibles, and we're going to Nehemiah, and it's in the Old Testament, it's about page 500 in my Bible, 550, and it won't be the same in yours. I just thought I'd say that. I'd like to welcome any visitors here this morning. It's great to have, always is great to have visitors and to share what God has given us, to share the worship, the word and the ministry of the body here amongst us. It's fantastic to be alive to God in these days. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse, well, I won't tell you which verse. I'll just, while you've got your finger in that page, I'll just do a little bit of preamble. On Friday, I put up the Christmas tree. Or we put up the Christmas tree, it wasn't just me. And you know, when you do something like that, you start to feel a little bit more festive. Until that point, I have to say, Christmas had been so down on the agenda that it wasn't anywhere within my sight. But I realized that time is getting short. And also, I like to see our Christmas tree. Now, some of you may not agree with me, but I spent years getting a green real tree with needles that lasted till July. Somehow they used to come out of underneath the skirting boards, and you'd been hoovering in July, and they'd still be there. And so we made a radical choice to go fake and to get some. Oh, I know some of you are looking at me like I have committed a crime, but actually, freedom of choice. So we went out and bought this lovely white, very girly tree, and it's just looking beautiful. And as we were setting it up, we were listening to Christmas carols and a little bit of Michael Bublé. He's done a new Christmas album, and there was just some nice music. And I was just, you know, after such a busy day on Friday, I was singing and, you know, putting this tree up and enjoying just doing it. And I realized, actually, that, you know, we're all pretty full speed up to Christmas. And it was so good to take a moment just to enjoy starting to look forward to, really, Christmas and celebrating Jesus. Because there's so many things in our lives, particularly in our life of faith. So we spend time praying, we spend time serving, we spend time doing all the things that we do. We work, we take care of families, we've all got programs, agendas, all the kinds of things that we do. And actually, it was just so good to have a little bit of fun. So good to have some fun, singing away with a tree. No, with Jesus and a tree. And I feel a little bit like Nehemiah, and I feel we are as a church a little bit like Nehemiah. Nehemiah arrived in Jerusalem with a vision, and people caught the vision and began to rebuild the walls. And in a miraculous event, after a lot of serving, fighting, standing, working together, they'd actually got the walls up. And Ezra had come in to bring the word of the Lord, and they all started to cry. And I love this preaching, because this is the word of the Lord from Nehemiah that says in verse 10 of chapter 8, Nehemiah 10, let's start at verse 10. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice foods, sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to the Lord. Don't grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." So it was a time when everybody was being spiritually serious. And there are times when we need to be serious as Christians. We are living in very shaky times. Moscow. Who'd have thought it? Thousands out demonstrating. Who'd have thought that in a few short years there's been a crumbling of an economic system that's just breaking up. The worlds are shaking. But you know, we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Already that is good news. And we believe that Jesus has come as a baby, has died, has risen, has given us his spirit. And it's not a day, I don't believe we're in a time coming up to Christmas, to get too serious. I think it's a time to celebrate. That's what I really feel. The Lord is saying it's a time to enjoy the season. Enjoy Jesus and all the good things that he is and he has done. And so as I was, you know, I was singing, Oh Holy Night. I think it was Mariah Carey singing it. She probably doesn't believe it. I don't know. But as she was singing these words, I just was putting a bauble on the tree, saying, thank you, Jesus, that you've saved me from my sins. I was just so happy. I'm happy that I've been rescued from my sin. My sins don't count with God anymore because of Jesus. And I was just thinking the gift of Jesus. It just, you sing these old carols and you start to get a revelation of what Jesus has done. We need to fill our homes with singing and celebration. So it's not a time to mourn. It's a time to rejoice. It's a time to sing. It's when the angels came, they said, good news of great joy. Heaven's having a party. Why don't we? It is party time. It's a holy party. And it is time to have a celebration in Jesus and what all the things that he has done. And particularly, I think, for us as Kingdom Faith Church here, make sure you celebrate. Make sure that you have a fantastic feast this Christmas. Make it great. Make it unusual. Make it something, you know, put something in to making it happen, to be great. Everybody in this room, make Christmas fun. Make it holy fun. Make it so different this year. Because I believe we need to celebrate. We're in a time where we've worked, we've built. There are so many dedicated believers here and in this nation who have dedicated themselves this year in so many ways, in giving their time, serving one another in the church, serving the purpose of God in the community. So many have given time in prayer meetings. They've stood in the middle of the night. I know many of you are intercessors. You stand up, you pray in the night. You are paying a price for what we are living in today. There are the giving, the serving to even be here today has been phenomenal sacrifice. And we've worked hard together. We've fought together. We've stood together. We've prayed together. And I reckon it's time to celebrate together. I really believe it's not time to go back to, oh no, what else needs to be done? You see, as a leader, and this is the whole kind of quality of leadership, is that you're always looking into the future. I mean, I'm already in January, February, March, April, May, June, July. I've even booked somebody in November. Well, if you didn't book him, he couldn't come. His diary isn't free because he's one of the most famous people we will have ever had in the current scene. We're having somebody big in November in terms of name. But, you know, it's like we as leadership, we're always planning. And I just felt the Lord, as I was putting up the tree, was it's time to have fun. Because we've been pushing, push, 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 push. We've given everything to be in the place we are now. And it really is time to eat, drink, and share with those. I love the Bible because it's not just about us. It's about making sure other people have enough too. Because we can't really celebrate if there are people And particularly, I believe we need to take care of our own as well as others beyond our boundaries to make sure that they are well provided for, to give to somebody outside your boundaries. It's very, very kind of insular, isn't it? If it's just me and my family and my church, we need to go further. But it's time for true feasting. And there is, as Pastor Andrea says, I was amazed with yesterday once again, after such a push to be into this building, how all of you guys who served to make that wedding possible yesterday. And I mean, TJ, phenomenal organization. People have just done so much to make that day possible. I looked around and I said, there's nowhere on earth like the church. I mean, look at us. We're definitely not looking all the same. We're definitely not kind of clones. And yet, look at what we pull off together. It's just awesome. It's just awesome. And this is what it must have felt like when Nehemiah's lot, you know, the people had rebuilt the walls and it was like, it's finished. But then they got back into, right, let's cry, I'm still no good, you know. And it's, I believe we just need to say, come on, Jesus has come. He's the good news. Let's have a party. Let's feast. It's not that we're not aware of our time. And it's not that we're not at times serious about our times. It's that we know that there is a time to celebrate. And this is the time we need to take. Christmas, I believe, is a season where we can take a break from the normal mill of run of life and actually have time out. And I think we should take it. Take it with both hands and enjoy it. Enjoy the time. The kingdom, when it advances, there have been many pressures that come against us. You know, this has taken 10 years of pushing. I mean, if any mother had to give birth in 10 years, they'd have said, I've had enough. But basically, we almost had enough. But there was a final push and the baby's out. But it's time to regather strength. And if you're not listening to this word, I am. Because I feel tired. I feel tired. I feel probably one of the most tired I've ever been in this season. And I tell you, next week it's still 70 miles an hour because there's so many meetings that we've got need to do next week that we are still running at 70 miles an hour, not 90 because that's speeding. just thought I'd say that. And so we need time to rest, to feast, to recover. And, you know, what you do is you plan your feast, you plan turkey. I'm planning to take a nice ham up to my family. I'm going to make it big and good. And lots of nice things. And we're going to just celebrate together and feast and just enjoy one another and enjoy. Primarily, my greatest joy is Jesus. I love my family. I love my friends. I love you guys. But I really love Jesus. And I just want to enjoy him in this time, in this season. And, you know, stop thinking of what's got to be pushed forward. And just enjoy where we are. There are times where we're any army that moves forward just kind of gets back to the battalion, gets fed up, fed up. Not miserable, happy, but kind of lots of nice food. They get back and they get strengthened. They get ready for the next push. And there'll be more pushes next year. Smile. There'll be more advancing. There'll be more territory to take. There'll be more sacrifice. There'll be more to do for Jesus. But I believe it's time for us to take time out. And there are different levels of tired. There's the kind of tired where a good night's sleep sorts you, isn't there? But there's a kind of tired where you need a little bit longer. And there's a kind of tired which you've really got to be aware of, and that's real fatigue. Where no matter how much time you have, you're still tired. And I believe God's recipe for refreshing and getting strength back is the way that any one of those levels of tiredness that you can be refreshed in. I believe God is enough for his people, and I believe that he is our strength. And that he will give us enough strength in whatever sphere of tiredness you might be in. You might be sitting here today full of strength, but you will one day get tired, so you need to learn how to refresh and get that tiredness out so that in January you're ready and strong. That's the vision, isn't it, for a holiday, that you come back stronger, that you come back refreshed, that you've had space and time to relax. And so I want to speak today probably at a level that nowhere in the world will you find this information. That's why the church is so important that you come and hear the word and that you constantly hear what God is saying over your life. Because we can feast with food, we can have celebration together, but we must not forget that we have a spirit or an inner man. The Bible calls your heart, your inner man or your inner person. In fact, every person is made in the image of God. We are made three parts, we are in three dimensions. Thessalonians speaks about it, our spirit, our soul, and our body. Your spirit is the part of you which is in contact with God. If you're not a believer, your spirit is dead. But when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, your spirit comes alive to God. And now God, by his spirit, comes to live in your spirit. So the Holy Spirit dwells in your spirit. You also have a soul. This is what you're made of. You have a mind. You can think independently. You can have ideas. You can be creative with your thoughts. You can set your mind on certain things. And you can focus and use your intelligence to do a lot of things. You have emotions. And those emotions range from, as we've been hearing, weeping to joy. We can all cry. It is possible. And we can all rejoice. And that, true, is possible. There are many complex emotions in between the kind of two, dimensions. And we also, all of us in our soul, which is made up of our mind, our emotions, we also have the power of choice, our own will. And I believe that if God can get our will, he'll get our lives. If we make the right choices in life, then we really will serve the Lord. So we have a soul, a spirit, or a heart, or an inner man. That's complicated if it's the first time you've heard it. But you have your heart or your spirit is the same as your inner person, your inner man. We have a soul, mind, will, and emotions. We also have a body. And as Paul says, the outward man is perishing. It's kind of changing. And we're all getting older. Today is the day when you're older on the outside than you were yesterday. So we are getting progressively older. And there is a kind of, I'm not calling it a downhill slide, but there is a change because I believe we need to live by the Spirit. But I believe there's a natural kind of change in our physical bodies. And I believe that feasting and enjoying and celebrating Christmas is to help our bodies and our souls recover. But I think we really need to make sure that our spirit gets some input too. Your inner man, your heart, receives some good feasting. I believe your inner man requires a feast. I remember once we went to Burundi on a mission, I was teaching and preaching in a church, quite a large church in Bujumbura. And Joan came with me as part of the team, and she was interceding and praying, and she had a vision of what God wanted to do. And she had this picture of a matchstick man. And the Lord said, these people are not being fed. They might look like ordinary people on the outside, but inside, they're weak and without strength. And God wanted, through his word and spirit, to build them up in the inner man so that they started to look like a sumo wrestler. There needed to be a transformation on the inside that equipped them to live life victoriously on the outside. And I believe in the message that we feed our inner man, we will be strong and revitalized. We will recover. If all we feed and feast on is natural food and partying, then we are missing where our true life source comes from. And so the matchstick on the inside, and you know, we give out, we are serving, we are praying, we are devoting ourselves to the Lord. Output means there needs to be input. Just in the natural, I've prepared and thought through with Sandra, of course, my lunch. Because I know output equals input at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's just a natural reality. I will be putting something in. Because there's an energy. I'm using my body. I'm not just lying down doing nothing. And so it is with your spirit man, your heart, your inner man. He needs a feast. The person on the inside is going, feed me over Christmas. Don't leave me out. Don't keep or have a weak spirit. When you're strong in spirit, nothing is a problem. You've got a power you live by that is not of your own, because it's God's power. But when you're weak in your spirit and you're not feeding on God's word and not receiving from his presence, then you will actually probably go downhill over Christmas. Sorry, but is that true? Is that, yes, it is. You probably will go down rather than recover, revive, recoup, strengthen on the inside, so that when you come back, you are strong, spirit, soul, and body. And I think we need to look at the whole person if we're going to have a great Christmas. And not just add, oh great, now church is over, it's time for a party. Because Jesus is with us always, and we need to maintain that self-feeding that will sustain our hearts and bring life to every part of our being. Proverbs 4:23. Let's look at this. Proverbs chapter 4:23. Well, verse 20, I can't not. I love this. My son, God's speaking to us like, well, he is our father. Father to son. If you're a woman, you're still a son of God. That's your identity is a full heir. You have inherited everything in Christ. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Don't let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them. And health, whereto a whole body That means if I keep the word in me and I feed on the word, health is going to come to my body. I'm going to be living in the fullness of strength rather than weary. Well, I've had a difficult year. Well, I've gone to Jesus and he has given me life. Life in my whole body. I believe that the word carries life to heal and restore both sick and tired bodies. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your word. And then he says, above all else, above the turkey, the family, the demands on you, even sofa time, above all else, guard your heart. Take care of your heart. For out of it, out of your inner man, flows the issues of life. Another translation says, the forces of life. There is a force of life that comes out of your spirit. I believe in this. I believe the word of God. That if we take care of our own spirit, our own heart, this Christmas, that the force of life will build back up. When we come in January, there's going to be such an anointing here when we meet. Because we're not going to have to go, come on, oh, let's try lifting everybody. Let's praise him. Oh, I've had too much turkey. Some of us may have to go on a diet after Christmas. That's your choice. However, come in full of the Spirit. Come full of life. Because you have fed your spirit, your heart, with the word of life and with his presence. We can, I believe, that we can have weak spirits. And that is a product of not feeding. You know, if a person has an eating problem, they stop eating often. There's a problem with their diet, so all they do is put restrictions on what they're eating or don't eat. And that causes a physical weakness. But so it is in your spirit that if you don't feed properly your inner man, then you will stay weak. But if you want to be strong on the inside, because those kinds of people are those who have the power to overcome. I believe God has given us his spirit. Now, understand that the Holy Spirit never loses strength. But he lives in our spirit. He's God. But when Paul prays in Ephesians 3:16, he prays that God will strengthen you by his spirit in your inner man. He will strengthen you by his spirit in your inner man, in the place where he dwells. So that strength will first come to your spirit and then give life. Rivers of living water will flow out from within you. And so we can pray for a greater strength to come into our spirit. That's how Paul saw strength come to the church. He prayed, Father, I pray that you will strengthen every member and every visitor in this room here today by your spirit. Through their inner man, in their inner man, that Christ may dwell in their hearts through faith, that strength will come so that you can live by faith, that power will come on the inside. Jesus, when he was ministering and going to heal Jairus' daughter, he was pushed through the crowds. You remember this woman came through the crowds and touched him. He didn't know kind of and see that she just touched him, but because he was being pushed around by everybody, he didn't know and by the same experience as us. He knew because power left him. He knew because something had gone out of him. Somebody had made a demand on him, a spiritual demand, I believe one of the greatest demands on us is spiritual, which is why we so need times of refreshing and times of restoration. Because the demands are only going to get more. But there's enough power in God to make us strong again so that we can give out like Jesus constantly gave out. To be here today, power has gone out of me. Even to be preaching today, I'm giving life. I'm preaching from my spirit. I'm trying to give you something that will strengthen you all, give you the tools to be strong in this life, to live like Jesus, to live like an overcomer. But I tell you, people who only hear this and don't do it will never be strong. But the people who hear this message and put it into practice will become strong and be just like those early disciples. Turn the world upside down in January. Let's come in running. Let's come in running. Let's come in. Wow! God has done so much in me over Christmas. I can't wait for January. Your boss will be shocked. Hi, everyone. I'm back to work. You had a good time. Yeah, I had a feast. Spirit, soul, and body. Every part of me enjoyed Christmas. That's the vision. Where people say, wow, those people are different. When the world really is dependent on the world system, we're dependent on the Lord. We don't have to mourn. He's our provider. He is with us. It doesn't matter whether the mountains fall into the sea. God is within us. We will not be moved. So let's give time to the inner man, to our own spirit. Your inner strength supplies your outer health and victory. You're as strong as you are on the inside will supply the flow of life through you. I totally believe in praying in tongues. I know some of you have gone a bit quiet on it, and some of you probably don't want to. But I think you're missing a key to keeping your spirit strong. Thank you for saying definitely. I love that. Disciples of Jesus saying definitely to the gifts of the Spirit. I love that. See, I believe we need everything that Jesus died for to live a strong life. And somebody once said, praying in tongues is like a power surge. It's a power surge. It builds up your spirit. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Ki bro yez zembra yetokoro bogozanda. Ke bro yez, I'm not ashamed of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because they are the power of God. They release God's anointing and grace. Don't become so natural, so relevant, that you're not living in His power. Be bold with the life and the gifts of the Spirit. And you know, when I pray in tongues, this morning, I mean, I was weary earlier on today when I got up to prepare for this morning, which was very early. And I got up and my body was like, it's like the Iron Man, isn't it? Tea. I want a cup of tea. I love Jesus, but this morning it was tea. It was tea first. I'm sure he didn't mind. I was desperate. So I go downstairs for a cup of tea. And you know, what I do is I try and wake myself up. I put all, because, you know, we have this rack where we dry things. I put all the dishes away. And Sandra, she says, oh, she's off, because I clatter. I can actually, within 10 minutes, I can then start going 100 miles an hour. Some of you take about an hour to get to 50. I can go 100. At night, I slow down a bit more. But in the morning, I'm like, as soon as I get going, I'm off. But this morning, I found it harder. And I go back to bed because it's cold, isn't it? I've got my Bible, I've got my Kindle, which is another translation. I'm praying, I'm worshipping, I've got my pen, my notebook. Everything's all around me, my cup of tea here. Don't forget the tea. Do you know, I think I need to move on. I need a kettle. Because then the revelation needs to increase. Because then we can have another cup of tea. Anyway. Moving on. Tea's made. No, they don't make nice tea, I don't think. Anyway, so there I am, and I'm going, you know when your kind of spirit wants to, it starts to sink because your flesh is going, bleh. Your flesh is kind of dominating what the spirit wants to do. Has anybody ever felt that? It's called not overcoming by the spirit. Is that all right? You're not currently living by the spirit. You're going, and I'm like, oh. So I decided to get a power surge. And I didn't do it because I felt like it. I didn't do it because it was like, oh, this feels good. I did it by faith. Thank you, Jesus, for your spirit. I can go by the spirit today. I can give life today. After I prayed like that for just a few minutes, I got a power surge. And then I went, oh yeah, we could do that. Yes, this is it. I got revelation. I started to write. This is why you're getting this message. But you need to come live out of your spirit. You see, life, the force of life comes from the inside. Turn with me to Romans, because I think Romans shows us where our life source really comes from. Because if all we do is rest our body and our soul, we don't understand really where life comes from. The world is upside down, guys. We're the right way up. The spirit man is first in the kingdom. Your heart is the first. See, in the world they say, how many muscles do you have? How many cars do you have? What do you look like? God says, what's on the inside? Because that'll supply everything in life. Interesting, isn't it? We're the right way up. So, what a revelation. Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. And if the spirit of him... I love these words. If the spirit of him is living in who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. If. Now only you can answer that. Is he? Sorry, that was a question. If the spirit, this is the word of God. If the spirit of God is living in you. How do you know he is? Because you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. And you've been born again, born of the Spirit. If, is he? So the same, not a different spirit. Not another kind. The same God, Holy Spirit, is living in you. Don't know how we can't win, do you? Just got no idea how we can't. If he is living in you, then it says he'll also give life to your mortal body. Pillars. Mortal body. That means your physical body. Now, do you know what I want to be? 80, and everybody's saying, my, how young they look. Some of you guys out there might have age going up, but you're looking good. Why? Because the spirit, not rest. There's a right rest, but a supernatural life comes into your body. Isn't that amazing? The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal body. Life. The God kind of life that gives you the energy to run against a troop, leap over a wall, run into 2012 saying, yes, I can. That is the goal of Christmas. Feasting. Spirit, soul, and body. Every part. I'm not just saying just be spiritual. Now, how are we going to do this? Well, you know how you plan what you're doing on Christmas Day. And if you haven't got a plan, see me, because I can fix you up with somebody to spend Christmas with. And I really mean that. Nobody in this room should do Christmas alone. Okay? So we can fix you up with family. Is that okay? But, you know, you prepare, you plan. When you kind of plan for presents, but you also plan your meal. You plan your turkey. You plan what you're going to have. Do you like pigs in blankets? I love pigs in blankets. I'm sure God made pigs in blankets. The Jews wouldn't think so, but it's not very kosher, but me, I love it. All things. You know, just bacon. Sorry. No, I'm going off. I think I just left the track. And you know, I love apricot stuffing. Marks and Spencer do. Oh, Waitrose. Oof. Feasting. Oh, I love it. Okay, so you plan what you're buying, what you're going to get. I really believe we need to make a plan for when we're going to feast and have an inner man feast. Otherwise, you know what will happen? Everything else will take over. I think you need to plan a morning or a day over Christmas where it's just you and Jesus. Now, I'm not saying make this a heavy thing. I don't mean walk around like this. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm building up my inner man. I am building up my inner man. That's called stressed. That is not faith. I mean, I think you just need to find a place where you like to sit. A sofa you like to be on. Get your Bible, your journal, your notebook. Get some worship on. Or get some good faith teaching. Plan. Like you buy a turkey, download something good. Feed your spirit. So that actually you have such a good meal that you come out of that morning or that day like, yeah, that's it. And you'll be such a happier person to spend Christmas with. You spend time with God, we'll all love it. It'll improve your family. If you want to improve your marriage, get with Jesus. It's amazing how he improves every part of our lives. And I like to think, you know, on Christmas Day, I like to think in the natural of a table laden down with good things. But didn't David say in Psalm 23, a table you've prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. Now, whatever table God prepares, I know it's better than Waitrose. I know it's better than a king in the country because Jesus prepares the richest of foods. His food. Jeremiah knew it. Your words, when they came to me, I ate them. Eat the word of God, the promises. And they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart. My spirit got happy. And if your spirit gets happy, your body will catch up. It's the right order. A crushed spirit, who can bear? Push down, crush. You know, we can crush our own spirit by living so much in the flesh. It's like you're sitting like a big lump. Squashing your spirit. I'm really preaching today. This is good. I'm glad we're not on camera. It'll never, only in your memory, erase it. Erase what I just did. But this is, You can crush your own spirit with your own flesh, your heaviness, your sofa life, whatever will be, will be. Jesus loves me. Get feeding. You're a matchstick on the inside. Do something about your spirit. Hallelujah. Feast, he has prepared a table for me. I totally believe you need to plan for this. And I'm not wanting to give you another thing to do that is going to push you into, oh no. But I want to give you the word of the Lord to say yes to. This is God's word to us this morning. It's God speaking. It's not a suggestion. And I believe it's because he wants us strong from the inside out, every part of our body, that we have a strong spirit. I love being in this place where you can have time with Jesus. I do it every day. I don't believe you can be strong in your spirit if you don't. But I do believe we need to just get with the Lord and get refreshed and recover. And give a bit more time than just the normal time you spend with him. Devote a little bit extra, like you do for Christmas. You give a little bit extra. And you'll see. What happens during that time will actually give you spiritual strength to go on the journey next year. You'll be strong enough for what God calls you to do. Praise God. Praise God. I reckon we finished. Do you?
This completes the message. Thank you for listening. If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith Southwest, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044-1823-664-186 or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.